Okay. I'd like to call to order this hearing of the Fort Point Channel MR District Commission for Thursday, October 10, 2019. And present our Commissioners Karoff, Gorganian, and myself, Beriducci. First item is application number 20.367, 5-channel center. And this is regarding, let's see, the proposed work is at the Iron Street facade, street level, install a new opening for entry doors, install canopy and signage, trellis, planter, associated landscape and bike rack. And at the first through sixth levels, replace existing opaque metal panels with clear glazing and install new window opening. And at the Medallion Avenue facade street level, replace two loading dock doors. So if the applicant is here, you can introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is David Godfrey. I work for Demona Schaefer, the architect for the project.
You can use this clicker.
So I'm going to walk you through our proposed modifications to 5-channel center. So we worked on 5-channel center in 2013 when it was renovated for Fraunhofer, and a lot of what we're proposing is to continue the ideas that were expressed there and as part of that renovation. So the existing facades, has a corner entrance. So there's a corner entrance to 5-channel center here that services all portions of the building. There's an elevator in the back. What we're proposing to do is the Westbrook has purchased the building and is looking to multi-tenant it. So they want to have an entrance at the front for a ground level tenant, and as well as create a new entrance for upper level tenants that's on Iron Street. So the idea is to create a new entrance for Iron Street and the upper level tenants along Iron Street. We're also proposing some modifications to the Medallion Street facade, i.e. the loading dock doors that were there to serve the previous occupants, replace those with curtain wall and glass to see. So I'll walk you through that. So the existing facade on Iron Street, we have a one entrance here, windows, slot windows punched in the party wall. This is a party wall that we want to do moves that continue to express it as a party wall and not change it to anything other than that. There are also some former testing chambers on the sixth floor that right now are just opaque metal panels that we want to replace with glass. On the Medallion Street side, these are the two loading docks that you saw previously that service the high bay space inside, that desires to open that up so it's glass to see into the multi-story space inside. So what we're proposing to do, and I'll walk through, and please, if you have any questions, is to add a new series of windows that's complementary to the other windows that were installed in 2013. So those five windows create additional light on that facade for future tenants, so those windows there. And the main move is add a new entrance from on the center of Iron Street to serve those upper floor tenants. So the idea is to use the same language that we previously used before, literally the same doors, same molding, same windows, same size that we cut in this facade, and apply that over here. The canopy, we want to take the same language of the canopy, and we have some renderings that'll show that, of what's currently there today on the corner. So take that canopy, modify it a little bit, but we want to be able to draw foot traffic down Iron Street and make it feel more like a pedestrian pathway through. On Medallion Ave, as you come around, we're proposing to replace those two roll-up doors with a curtain wall and then a small man door for loading, because that's all we'll need for an office building. The idea is to make these new curtain walls similar in feel to the curtain wall that's in the front of the building. So really use the same stick spacing, same size, and continue what was done on the front facade. We will maintain the lintel in its current patinaed state and just take out the metal panels. So some renderings that will help describe what we're proposing. So the existing entrance and then our proposed new entrance is just down here. We have some signage and seating. The idea is we want to draw your eye down to that new entrance so it becomes a vibrant part of the street. And take the canopy elements as it's designed here, glass, and then have a trellis through here. It's a little bright, but a trellis here with some plantings that might grow up the wall. Create a planter here with a bench along that wood bench there. We'll maintain the street lights and just relocate the bike racks to further down the street. Otherwise, that's as you come through, these are some detailed drawings of the entrance. Again, this entrance is the same as the previous one, which is what we're proposing here, a pair of double doors, a transom, onto a mid-level entrance vestibule, and those are the details there, and we're really matching those existing details. As we continue to walk around the canopy, this is the canopy that we're proposing here, a glass and steel canopy, exactly the same as there. The one move we are looking to do is create an angle that changes from glass to just mullions there, so it's a trellis as it comes down further, again to try and connect from the front to the new entrance with a light metal extension that clearly looks like it was added to the side of the building. We wanted to make it have a similar vocabulary as before. Create a bench with a couple of openings for the service that needs to maintain. We are also proposing a freestanding signage structure along the sidewalk path to draw your ID in and identify that that's the entrance. Some of the detailing of the signs, this is the signage structure that we're proposing. Using similar language as done upstairs with paired angles, paired steel angles, and perforated metal and sign on that. These are just some existing photographs of the new entrance that we're proposing is here. The second row of windows is what we're proposing there. And then here's the similar view. So the new slot windows, new entrance, similar to the other canopy.
I think what we also want to note too is we are preserving some of the existing elements of the facade and the sidewalk too, existing trees and the greenscaping and the light posts will remain. Those won't be touched as part of the project.
So the street trees that are there now, they are there now.
Correct.
Is that how they're planted in lawn like that or in a green strip?
It's in a green strip, and there are actually some of what look like salvaged rail lines embedded within it, so that would be preserved.
And then what about the paving? Is that a paver of some kind, or is it poured concrete?
Those are existing pavers. We want to match the pavers that are there and extend them down to a new door. So the existing pavers that are there will continue.
And then you're building a planter? Is that what you're doing against the building?
Yes, we're building a small planter with an integral bench. The idea is to have a wood bench similar to the wood benches that are on the park across the street, take some of the salvaged timbers from Five Channel Center and use those as part of a bench element on the outside.
What's its material?
Concrete and wood. So it would be concrete and with a wood, one of the heavy timbers set in the concrete.
So do you have a plan view to see how, I'm just curious how big the planter is?
Sure. Oh, here's a detail of the planter. So it's just a small can, a small concrete, and then a wood bench that sits on that. But the plan view?
I think the deepest it protrudes into the sidewalk from the facade is about 3 feet.
And it's angled, is that what I'm looking at?
Yes, it is angled, yes.
And so when it knife edge is like a knife edge,
back to the building.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm only on this. It's a minor detail, but like by the time you get to here, how much soil is there? Is it like
there won't? Yeah, the soil's more in the middle. Yeah. And the edge it will just be concrete up against the building. The soil will be in the middle. So you'll have your 4 inches of concrete that's exposed, and eventually that will taper down to. No soil.
Did you have more?
These are just some more details, similar showing the window details, which are literally the same details from the previous windows. The intent is to match what was there, make it feel like it was all part of one renovation. And these are the four former testing chamber windows or openings that we want to replace with glass. And then the medallion facade. So these are the two roll-up doors. We were proposing to take those out, create new curtain wall of spacing, equal spacing, maintain the verticals to match the verticals of the building of the windows above, use a historic mullion cap or more historic mullion cap, which is different than what was on the front of the facade per our discussion earlier, and then let those go straight.
So is it glass all the way down to the sidewalk here, or what? What is, in other words, you have, is it, what are these two panels opaque, or are they glass, or what is?
Those would be opaque, like, so right at
so
the.
So it would be like what this
yes.
is up here?
Yes.
Are those doors original to the building?
These doors, yes. No, the roll-up doors, no. The openings, yes.
So there was some other kind of mullion?
There was another, there was a different, when we got in 2013, there were some, looked like 1950s infills that it was not, I'm not exactly sure what was there when it was originally done. When we were there, we took some not original infills out and replaced them with roll-up doors.
And are you gonna restore this lintel at all, or what?
We were gonna leave that as it is. That was the request that we heard, was to leave that patina
in its
current
it's,
state.
It's metal, is that, or
it's
cast
metal.
Iron?
Yeah. Yes.
So I just have a couple of comments. One is, it seems like a lot of glass compared to the way it was before. Can you go back to one of the earlier images to just see how it relates to the rest of the building?
Sure. You want the elevation?
Yes, please.
So those are the... It's very similar to what's in the front. Trying to find.
And were those? I'm just trying to think of with the windows that are in the front. Were they?
Those were loading dock doors as well.
Was that part of the work that was done?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember this company that came in with these test windows or whatever they were.
They were a nonprofit, and so they just didn't have enough government funding to continue to stay in. So they've shrunk and gave up the building, and now they're just working out of other spaces.
Well, this is nothing to do with you, but obviously that's a lesson for us.
Well, I was just thinking, we obviously allow them to put these openings here to encourage them to occupy the building, but so now we've lost, original fabric of the building, but that's, it is what it is. So you're just going to turn that into interior or just a solid pane of glass?
Yeah, they were four individual testing chambers which were intended to be able to remove and replace with different
right.
window systems, and this we're just going to replace it with glass as just one of the window systems as their permanent.
And so why do you need to have this row here?
To get additional light into the floor plate. It's pretty, because there's only windows on the end, it's a long, skinny building. It gets pretty dark in the middle. So the idea is to create an additional source of natural light in the body of the building.
And they look, is it just the drawing, or they look smaller?
They are slightly smaller.
And why is that?
Structurally. So.
What do you mean structurally?
We can't make them as big as they are because the facade, it's the lateral reinforcing no longer works if you make them 8 inches bigger. So it changes the integrity of the facade. So we had to keep them 8 inches smaller than the other windows.
It's the same size. They're the same size as one of the graphic.
These are all the same. So this row is the same. They are 8 inches smaller than this row. Than that row, yes.
Well, I mean, I think it's you're kind of keeping the same vocabulary and with this with the canopy and the same kind of door opening. And, you know, it does add a little bit more life onto the street. I think that's probably a good thing.
Is the sign illuminated in any way?
No, it's not backlit. It probably should be illuminated from the canopy, like a spotlight down on it, but I wouldn't backlight it or make it anything like that. I think it probably deserves a little spot just from the canopy down.
And then this door, this loading dock door here, is that going to be functioning?
That is not a load. That technically opens to the back of the elevator. So yes, it would still function there.
Okay.
No one has ever opened that door since it was installed, but it technically opens to the back of the elevator.
Door that is
that is the elevator shaft. That's the elevator shaft, correct. So that will stay as is. Okay. I don't expect it to ever open.
Well, it'll be. And these windows will look into office space or something, or what are we?
They'll look into the program that's down there. They're leasing it and. We don't know who's going to take the space. Office is the most likely scenario, but it's going to be a nice two-story. I don't know if you've ever been in there. So it was the high bay lab space for Fraunhofer.
Yeah, never.
So it's like a two-story a post and beam space. It's a really beautiful space, and to have light in it, I think it's going to be a great space, and it'll be great to look in and see activity in life on Medallion Ave.
All right. Is there any lighting incorporated into the new or the extension of this canopy or?
If you want to go to the entry detail, so there are currently two light fixtures that that sit on either side of the entries. I think we would just keep in kind with that same language. They're just a very minimal box light fixture. It's a little hard to see in the upper left.
Yes. Yeah. So that is where now? That this one here is where? What door? Where is that door?
That's this door.
And so this light fixture now will be put where in relationship to the door?
So, sorry.
Point.
Dueling laser pointers. So there's a light flanking either side of the door.
Oh, I see.
It's a similar look to this one, very understated. So it would be in the same locations on either side of the door.
Just throws light down.
Yeah, it's pretty. We're not illuminating the facade in any great way. That's stairwell exit door. So that's the stairwell exit door. So that will remain, and we're just going to put a new entrance next to it.
Is there a downspout from the canopy?
Yes, there's a downspout.
Is that related to the planter, or what's it doing?
No, it'll be similar to, it'll go onto the side, because the downspout we're going to propose on this side of the canopy down, you can see the downspout, the current downspouts, they come down and just wash on the sidewalk. These will do the same, follow the same. There's surface can downspouts that wash.
And is this a little, I saw a little stainless steel door or something. What is that?
Yeah, the gas meter is there, so we need to preserve, we want to screen it, but preserve access to it.
All right, I mean, I don't have any concerns. I mean, it's it is what it is. It's going to add a little bit more life to these streets, which I think will be good.
You sort of are keeping a lot of monolithic kind of brick wall.
That is the intent. Yeah, we know it's important to be clear it was a party wall. This was never a front facade. It's always, and so our intent was to make it still feel like a party wall. We just did some things to it to renovate it, but
inside
it still feels the same, and the engineers made us keep it that way too, so that tends to help.
And then this is just stainless steel verticals, or is it a grid here, or what is that?
Just verticals.
Verticals, and what are you planning to put in there?
So it's a cable system. It would attach to the canopy above and keep relatively close to the facade. You can plant vining systems on it. It touches it very lightly.
We haven't picked this particular species yet.
All right. I mean, I would think you're going to need something to go this way too, to have that grab, whatever it is you're putting in there, but otherwise it won't cling to
a vertical
cable. So, I mean, if these are the kind of systems that I've seen, you can get the vertical cable with small horizontals on each cable so that it could
grab.
So you got to, if you want it to work and if you want the spine to grow up, you got to provide it.
Okay. Thank you.
Something for it to crawl up on.
We can make sure that we pick one that works.
All right. You have any problems or thoughts with it? No. Is there public comment on this? No. All right. So somebody can form a motion.
I move that we accept the application. Do we have any questions?
I think we did.
That's submitted.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, we'll just do a quick vote. By the way, Commissioner Rohde has come in. So Commissioner Rohde, Karoff, Organian,
yes.
And the chair votes yes. So,
okay. Okay. Great. Thank you all very much.
Thanks. All right. Next item is application 20.388. That's 345 A Street. The proposed work is at the A Street facade ground level. Replace double entry doors with new double entry doors consisting of metal and glazing. So if you can.
I'm Ashley Dunn with Dyer Brown Architects.
Dan Iacarino with Lincoln Property Company.
John Capilano with Lincoln Property Company.
So previously when we were here, so what we're proposing to do is to take out two existing solid metal doors on the on the ground level here on A Street, which is essentially the basement of 320 Summer, and replace them with metal doors still, but with glazing infill. So a couple of the comments that we wanted to address from the last hearing. So one of the questions was around making the glazing on the doors more similar and look to something adjacent. So the closest kind of contextual point is the windows that are new-ish to the building when it was renovated in 2013. The building was renovated in 2013, correct?
Yes.
We did look, per the question the last time, at some of the adjacent buildings. They all do have double-hung windows. There weren't any doors that were really analogous, kind of on either on the alley side or on the building next door, so we thought the most logical thing was to match the windows above. So the two ways we've done that is, from the last time, we've added these the verticals and horizontals, and we've also recessed the door back into the opening, which was one of the comments from the last hearing as well. So previously, the existing solid metal doors were recessed 2 inches from the face of the brick. The windows are set back 5 inches. We're actually proposing these doors be 4, because that's actually where the existing brick opening stops, so that we don't have to infill any of the historic brick on the outside.
Go back to the this site.
Correct. It's just right here. Yep. So we're keeping the existing lintel. We're keeping the entire existing opening, actually.
Okay, so then go back to the other slide for a second that you had. All right, the only thing I'm noticing is this difference in the windows, the bottom of the glass here. It kind of steps down. Is that what I'm looking at?
No, I think that's just the image. They're the same height.
So it all would be a straight line. Okay.
Yep, and that the height of that is driven by the ADA requirement at a public entry door to have a certain rail at the bottom, which I believe is 10 inches.
Okay, all right. And then what are these going to be... is it going to be an express?
Yes.
It will.
Yes, it will be. So it will be express. Yeah.
All right, and then it'll be green, the same green as the regular.
Correct, yeah, so it will be, everything will be the same color as the existing windows, yeah.
This is the log median? Is this log median?
Yes, so they're in the whole building and they're taking the space as well.
It has been a vacant space since we moved log median quite a few years ago, so we've gone in and prepared it, base building work for them. They'll be taking over this space also, which takes the whole building.
Now, do you, since this is a door, don't you have to have lighting of some kind out here?
Some kind of what?
Lighting?
It's not their main entry door, and I don't know if we currently know what their use is going to be for it.
Well, I mean, I thought it was code that I assume it's going to be an egress door of some kind, maybe too.
So it is not technically the egress out of the space. They actually enter an egress door. There's a stair that comes all the way down to this level. So this is not technically their egress.
It's not likely that they'll very often use these doors.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because if it needed to be lit, we wanted to see what you were proposing.
Sure.
But so.
The door pole, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but is there any other material that might kind of look a little bit more like the neighborhood somehow? Like a yard of metal, maybe? Or is that fucking just kind of like, it's only a building, with your eye is drawn to this one little sliver of silver.
I think
maybe that's used elsewhere in the window.
I see what you're saying. I wonder if it could just simply be a simple vertical rather than have this sort of curvy thing here. And I'm wondering also too, as I'm looking at this, why is this so thin here? I'm surprised, being doors, I would have thought that this would have been more like in keeping with that kind of thickness.
So it's actually not a vertical mullion. So one of the doors is an inactive leaf. And so one of them will be closed all the time. And that actually provides the frame for the active leaf to latch into. So you aren't required in terms of function to have sort of a center post. And what we were trying to do
Let's see, go ahead.
Oh, no.
No, I'm just thinking, but visually, if it's, I'm not saying it has to be a center post, but could it have the same amount of metal like this has? You know what I mean? Just wider. I mean, so, yeah, in other words, if it was, it would be changing the size of your door. You still would have the door center here, just that these piece on my hand is too shaky here, but... You know, you would increase the metal on the sides so that it has a little bit more.
So it follows the windows.
Yeah, it follows the window a little bit more. I would think that would be. Is there a reason that you did do that?
No, it's just that I think it was the door system to have it be the same all the way around. I would imagine that it will. You know, if you make it thicker on one side, presumably it's going to increase on the other side.
Which I think is okay. I don't think that would be.
Yeah, I think the door handle could likely be the same color as the frame. I'm sure they could provide, matching color. That might be the.
So these will be one operable door, and the other will be. Permanently closed? I mean, it's not going to, or will it be the option that both could open?
You could have the option for both to open, correct, yes.
All right, I think it's better than what you came in with, I think, the last time, at least it has some kind of a cohesiveness here that the other one didn't. So are any other thoughts? Public comment? Nope, just these two. All right.
Move to accept the design as proposed with the proviso that's a darker sort of color or bold and to align those sort of end pieces of both the fixed door and the functioning door to possibly get as much volume as maybe the window above it.
Yeah. Okay, great. A second. Commissioner Gorganian,
yes.
Karoff,
yes.
Brody,
yes.
And Chair votes yes.
And is that something to submit for staff review for those?
Yes.
Two? Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks. This next is an advisory review. So this would be 250 Summer Street, and regarding install flood mitigation for 250 Summer Street.
Right.
So,
yep.
Hey.
Nice to see you.
How are you?
You doing? Kyle Fata with Synergy Investments, I'm the property manager of the building.
Stephen McDermott, CBI Consulting. I just made copies. I don't have a PowerPoint for you folks, but
that's okay. I pretty much put on here what you had sent me, so look through that or use the screen as well.
And this is did not make the PowerPoint. This is just a plan view of the basement. You folks may be aware of the four-point channel area is periodic flooding. Synergy Investment, they manage 250 Summer Street and 253 across the street. But we're looking at to get your feedback putting in a barrier system, flood barrier system at 250 Summer Street. If you're familiar with the area on Summer Street, the main entrance is on the sidewalk grade. The back of the building is one story down. It's a walkout basement. The problem they get from the four-point channel area is the, I'll call it the west elevation, which is the harbor walk, and the rear elevation, which is the north elevation. Come down the stairs. Mm-hmm. I have a total for this building, it's a row building, but for this property, I have 7 windows, 7 doors. The back of the building is a mixed use in regards to doors. 2 of them for electrical services. That's why I brought the floor plan, windows, and egress doors. What we're looking to do for at least during high tide events is to have a barrier system where it doesn't stay on the building, but it's readily easy to install.
Trying to get to the back of the building.
Yeah, I don't think Google Maps is actually back there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not yet, anyways. Yeah. Probably because it can't drive there.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're looking to do is use a manufactured system for the barrier.
All right. So you're talking about those lower windows on the, channel, and then
on the back of the building.
On the back, which is the alley side, it's not.
Yeah,
the
cover street there.
And so, all right. So then, what are we looking at? As far as this is what you're proposing to be this.
Correct.
Yeah, so those would be temporary barriers in the event of a high tide or flooding event that is forecasted.
That get put in place, so they get taken away and stored somewhere?
Correct.
Yep.
So they slide into channels. So during the high tide events, you would see the barrier. They would be placed on in front of the doors and the windows. The higher the barriers for the doors would be 30 inches. Windows will be 1 foot. Due to the size of the barriers, especially for the doors, for the system would need a brace for the system. And it may be easier just to look at the third and fourth page, which illustrates the actual system installed. Yeah, it's a channel system. It's a slot, so the panel system slides into it. Once the system is into it, you pump it. There's a gasket on three sides that expands and gives you a watertight seal.
So when there isn't a flood,
when there isn't a flood predicted,
what you see
is the two jam pieces.
So what's shown in red here?
Correct.
And that would be then on every. Keep looking at the stupid things.
Yeah. So if you look at the plan, come down off of Summer Street, you have the jam pieces, 30 inches coming up the face of the opening. Windows would be 12 inches.
I'm curious. So why the difference?
Well, the windowsills are above the walking surface, over a foot.
So you already have a foot.
Yeah.
So okay. The tops of this barrier will be the same on all.
Roughly correct. Okay.
And so, just looking at these here, these side pieces will be one on each side, and then nothing underneath it?
No. On those windows, there's enough recess of the sill stone where it will be nestled into the masonry opening. When you come to the rear of the building, I don't have too much of a return on the brick jam. Those would need to be furred out. And to receive the bottom of it, the stone cells would need to be built out probably 3 inches.
And how are you going to do that?
I provided some details and photographs. The details are at the end.
Actually, I think I may have uploaded those. Let's see. So this is the rear of the building, right?
Yeah. Yes. I don't have too much space to actually put the system in. I would have to fur out the receiver jam pieces, but I don't have enough width on the sill to receive the bottom of the barrier. So the stone will be furred out with concrete. So it'll be built down about 3 inches.
All right, so what I'm trying to understand in looking at this image here, that is the manufacturer did this, I guess. This red, what is this gonna be, like a Z-shaped thing?
Yeah, it's gonna be an H shape piece.
Oh, all right. So there'll be a big plate at the back, and then
it will be almost like a four.
And so, what is this width here?
It's about 3-4 inches
that we'll see.
Correct.
And that piece gets put here.
Yeah. So let me. Just due to the width of the system, so what you see in the illustration with the manufacturer, the jam vertical channel pieces will be furred out and will be applied to the measuring surface on both jams. The concrete stone will be built out in profile of the concrete, and the system will slide through the channels and rest on the modified sill.
So So it'll be half of this brick. I mean, that's these bricks are 4x8, so it'll be this width here.
Yeah, so you're looking at probably about here.
Yeah. And so this we're gonna lose these granite sills.
Yeah, a lot of them, even on the auto watch side, which is they're painted. They're coated.
Yeah. Yeah.
the, depending on what you wish for, suggest for aesthetics, we can do stuff. Because I believe this is the only window I have the exposure in, not COVID. So this can be a color matching restoration more than it looks like granite. So I would still need to build it out to receive the
Well, so can't you, I guess what I'm trying, how much do you need, you, because you don't have enough lip here to grab whatever you're going to set down. So can't you put a piece of metal at the top and come out?
I can do that too.
Rather than mask that whole lintel, I'd rather, or
but
the sill?
But you'd be seeing an angle coming out and terminated there.
Why would it have to go down? Well, what's, I mean, you just want something to... for this thing to hit, right?
I can do a flat plate.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, if it's just a flat plate. And so how...
You see a flat plate stick out 3 inches.
But that's better than masking that whole sill. I mean, a plate 3 inches out. I mean, how... this is probably already... this is probably 2 inches now, so 3 inches... Two, so it'll be 1 inch in addition to this, or what? Or
it'll be 3 inches.
Three additional to that.
Five.
So, I mean, I wonder... because I like the sound of that, but I wonder if that people are
going to
be running into it.
Well, on this side, I can't fur it out too much. They park along this. This is the end of the hollow block we churn going down the side of the building. I'm only looking off this space. The doors are a little bit different, but the worst case scenario is for a couple of doors on off the face about 5 inches. I have two doors with the same issue of a shadow here.
And that's, so you've got to mix all the tenities and
they're all different.
So I've been down there and it's just kind of a trend.
And this will be quarter inch stock that you're going to do, or what?
For the plate?
Yeah. So, I think my feeling is it would be better to have the plate rest on the top here and come out however far you need to, so that at least this is still visible. I mean, these other sills, I mean, that needs to be taken off at some point and restored to, you know, expose the granite.
But will it be visible if it's practically out of people's feet and out in the other side of the
sheds?
Well, I mean, wherever this picture was taken, this is the ramp, huh? So, I mean, you know, you figure this is two inches, and you come out another 3 inches with a flat plate. I mean,
it's also fairly reversible.
Yeah, exactly.
The shell itself is going to be resting on top of that, right?
Yes.
So it's a pretty substantial hunk of metal.
Because we have no issue. You know, I'm concerned about those steps too. I would get built. Doing a flat plate and trimming out all metal, come out, box it, and return it to the stone so it looks like a sill, a window sill.
But that's what I'm wondering, why would you even need to box it out? Can't you just do a flat plate and then maybe even integrate it to the corner piece, you know, have it be welded on somehow so this all has to, it's like one continuous unit.
Almost like a loading protector.
Something.
Yeah.
You know, and then that would give it a little bit more stability if it's attached to this. And then, I don't know, I guess you'd still have to core into the granite to attach it? Or
I have to anchor it down.
So
if you're looking at the plate, there'd be kind of some screw heads.
Yeah.
So
minimal. I mean, you wouldn't have to do too many in here. I mean, if you especially
five.
Ooh. All right. I was thinking if you weld it to this, this is in.
If it's a different system, I can't weld onto the barrier system.
No, I think what you're saying is if the channel goes vertical.
Yeah.
Horizontal, vertical. It's a unit. It's a
U-shaped
thing.
There's no channel.
There's no channel on the bottom.
No, I know, but you would still. I know
but
that
it still could be connected.
You could still connect it.
Yeah,
but I mean, why couldn't you? You know, I guess what I'm saying is that this is in plan view. If this thing is, you said it's a it would be something like this, right?
Yeah.
So then this. And this comes out, you're 3 inches, right? So why can't this then, you put the plate under it and go all the way across? And, you know, so it's all, it meets up with this one underneath it.
Yeah, and then underneath, but I may not be able to choose well the bottom plate to the jam pieces. It'll be butt together like steel.
Yeah, I guess I'm just wondering, why not? You could, this is the plate, this is the angle, you weld it right where it touches it. I don't think you'd need it to be watertight, right? You'd have to do that.
Yeah. But it doesn't need to be welded.
But what you're saying, I think, is that if you weld it, then you've got enough structure.
Yeah.
You're putting less holes.
Less holes in the, is what I'm getting.
But
yeah.
You still have to just put the quarter inch plate dry. They're going to be small anchors, 3/8 inch common center anchors.
And then core it into the granite.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can minimize the coring into the granite, I guess is what we'd like to see. And then, you know, because what I want to avoid too is having the core in have a granite chip or break off too. So that, you know, be careful with that. But yeah, I'm just trying to decide. I wish we could see a side view just to see how much that would stick out. But I still think it would be less from, yeah.
And so 2 inches of sill.
So, I mean, do you think the plate would be the least obtrusive solution, right? Then
I think it's visually the least obtrusive. I think it's more likely to be a hazard to pedestrians. Because I think it'll be harder to see.
You can't really walk, except for this first window. You can't really walk along the building because you're really heading into where parking spaces are in the back.
Yeah.
You don't really kind of go, there's no sidewalk.
That would
be my you know, maybe people walk in the back, on the back door, so you might get close to it.
And then the idea would be to paint it to match the brick or
so what? I have a philosophical question about that. I wonder, I think there's two ways we can look at it. We can try and hide it as much as possible,
or just
we can not
express
hide it at
it.
All.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if it looks like an integral piece, it kind of makes it feel like it's.
And this is what the future is, right?
I mean, yeah, it's going to be some kind of solution that's all over. Well, yeah, look at the shade of metal that your album's painted.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
It does, but I think what Sue's saying, it's
saying,
like you're going to see it.
It'll be up there because
black.
This is the kind of district.
Or
it's
like black,
it's
or
not
even
the
whatever.
Back bay where you get to hide stuff, you know?
Yeah. What it, this is, is this black here, the window, and then this is another color here? What is?
Yeah, you have a mixed bag. This is a wood trim.
Okay, so I guess it would be whatever the metal is here.
Well, another thing I'm looking to do for this work. Just due to the water, not so much as the building, is to point the measuring on both the rear and the hollow walk side 3 feet up above grade. But the clogging around all these windows, they're sharp. So I'm looking at two of them. I'm looking at two same color, darker windows, and paint.
Dark. I mean, yeah, the caulking would be dark, so. But yes, and I think so. This frame, I think, should probably be the, you know, this is the metal color. I guess this is like a dark bronze color or something. Is that what this metal is around the windows?
Sure, that's the window.
Yeah, so I would say it should be the metal color, not to try to match the wood, but it probably would be that dark bronze color.
So, because I'm looking up, you know, to keep it watertight, parking around and
painting what?
Well, this trim, because it's all side of the needle.
All right, but it may be painted the same as it is now, right?
Yeah, if you folks want to match anything, that's...
Well, I don't know what the rest of the upper floors are looking like.
They're all the same green.
Yeah.
But I mean, you don't have anything you can pan out a little bit, or... I thought that
we're
was...
We're
going to
have... Yeah, no.
That was the Google machine.
No, unfortunately.
You got any notice on the left?
This is the best.
Like the crystal, you know, block glass things they've got in.
Yeah.
All right. I was wondering if you could just sneakily kind of replace the half.
So this is, there's a lot
so
of
that. Every single opening back there, it seems like it's different.
So I'm just trying to, you can't see with these lights on here, but is this wood here?
I believe that's metal.
Yeah, I think that's what
it's like an aluminum.
So like
type.
These windows are all metal. There's no wood here at all to try to, yeah. So I mean,
the dark green.
Oh, it's a dark green.
This is all green. Oh, so then should those things be green?
I don't know if you mess with that piece.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
So the green that's
no, but I mean, so the new channels, they should be green.
No, I'm saying go hide them. Put them right out there because this is what it is.
But like black or what? Bronze.
This really is a philosophical question, and I'm not saying it's necessarily right, but this is the kind of district where we tend to favor the inner workings of structure, right? And we want to see those things, and this is a functional thing.
So you're saying the reddish color or black?
Oh, that's painted. The system comes in stainless steel. So I need something that's corrosive resistant. So in other words, from your perspective, if you want to paint it, we can have that done too.
All right. Go for it, some sort of cut out there.
Well, can it be? All right. So the you talk about the flood piece itself.
That's going to be
stainless.
Yeah, no,
but these pieces that you have to add on, those come raw metal.
Comes in stainless.
Oh.
However, if you want to paint it, then you paint it.
You paint over the stainless.
Yeah.
All right, I wouldn't want that. I don't know. But I was thinking it would be nice if it was just galvanized.
Yeah.
Like galvanized steel. Just leave it the raw galvanized even. But
they don't make
it that way. Is the stainless steel, it's like a gunmetal finish? It's not polished or not, I mean not polished, but it's not a satin finish. Does it look satiny like this, or is it the raw?
Like that.
Oh, okay. So the raw stainless steel looks good too. It's kind of a gunmetal-y look. I don't know. I guess
I'm not a fan of stainless.
The stainless would be kind of bright.
That's gonna be like,
whoa. Okay. I think maybe if it was the black or bronze color, you paint it. Is it easy to paint over stainless, or does that paint stick?
With the way paint's on nowadays, you can paint anything.
Yeah. I guess I would just think we could do it.
Because I don't want anything that stands out personally my age too much.
No, I don't. I agree with Sue that I think we should not try to, you know, paint those things a red brick color in an effort to hide it. Camouflage it, rather. It's not going to be camouflage. So,
black or
I would say the maybe even black versus the green.
Whatever the metal frame.
Yeah, whatever those window frames are.
That looks kind of dark black.
Well, because what we did over at 253 Summer Street when we did the archway windows, we had all those black.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Or,
oh, okay, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I thought.
So you're painting wood panels here,
repainting
this.
Yeah, we're repainting and resealing them. It's your choice on. Same color.
I'd say the same color.
With these, the metal frames, they need paint as well.
Yeah. So well, no, the window frame itself, the bronze.
Stays.
It's all the wood trim around it.
The green wood trim. So if we could match this.
Yeah. So the dark bronze color then probably in a. So we would paint the stainless that dark bronze color. And is it, can we see a detail of, because I still don't understand why you can't integrate this bottom plate to that.
Because I don't want to, for the warranty for the system, I can't modify that system to weld onto a plate, just in case there's a problem with the system.
All right.
So
how would you prevent water from seeping in?
Just cough. Seal it, yeah.
Oh, all right. Oh, fine. All right. Yeah, that's okay. I think that's the best way to do that. It keeps the windowsill intact. So then you won't be able to use the welding as a structural thing. So if you can get away with the fewer cores into the granite, the better.
And also, our proviso always of drilling into the, not the brick, but the where is that feasible for these, the side pieces?
Yeah. Because I work on the buildings a lot, and one thing I don't want to do is fracture brick.
Right.
Right, so, okay. All right, so then it seems like if we were to put some provisos on this, it would be to have the stainless steel painted, the stainless steel pieces that would be painted the dark bronze color of the dark bronze on the building now, and have it a plate at the bottom to catch the thing to rest on that would stick out 3 inches beyond the sill. Now, would that go into the, you would put it all the way back to the window, right? You butt that up so that the piece would now be 5 inches.
Yeah, it would be okay. Cleaner. So
yeah,
it looks
I think
like
it
a
should
finished
be, yeah,
piece.
Yeah. And then, is that it? Yeah. Oh, so do you think we want to see a mock-up or something, or
can you
do mock one up or so, just so we can see, or
we'll see what we can do. I'm not pushing anything. It just takes 10 weeks to get these things ready. However, it may be possible to get some of the jam pieces here, not making
the sides here.
Yeah,
that would be good to see that.
Because what I'm trying to at least, winter's coming, if you haven't noticed, but see if we can do some of the pointing work and the painting of the windows now.
So what I'm trying to figure out is this seems like this maybe becomes a precedent now for other buildings.
Yeah.
So I think that's why it would be good to see it and really make sure that this is going to look with the plate and stuff. You know, that'll
because what I like to do, I don't like surprises. Is if you're fine with the system, we can illustrate, you know, get the samples so you can see them. It'd be a lot easier at the site so you can see the environment. But show you all the mock-ups, the furring out, the details, and the pieces there so you can actually physically see how much coming off the building.
And so just out of curiosity, like, where the hell do you put these things? Where you have?
We have some storage.
You have storage,
yeah.
And then when you put them,
dedicated.
And you're gonna like put them out at times of what? What would be the extremes that you?
High tides.
All high tides.
Not all. No. So we have
the
flood protocol.
Astronomical highs. That's a lot. That's
we,
once
yeah,
a month.
Got a, so we've got a So we've got a trigger at about 13.5 feet projected tides to implement our flood program. And what we're currently doing now is. Basically very labor intensive with sandbags, plywood, etc. So it's a big time manual process, and these,
so these
would...
These,
did you have to use that? We had that series of storms. About
yeah, so I've got some pictures here. We had to use it on four separate occasions.
That,
the first caught us very highly off guard, and then there were three other occasions that we were able to mitigate some of the flooding, but...
You did get flooding in?
Oh yeah.
Literally, I seen a video of water skiing behind a car on top.
Yeah, so we were,
That
was a lot of concern.
This is behind the building.
Oh,
I can actually show you.
This was the January one.
Yeah.
I remember that was January, not last year, the year before.
This is our harbor walk there.
Whoa. But it's a hoax.
This is
it?
Actually that window that we're looking at right there, and then this is actually another vantage.
Oh, it's right under.
Did they have some water damage?
Oh, yeah, significant. So we sustained, I mean, in the core of the building, we have two elevators, and the elevator pit were probably, they're 6 feet deep. They were completely submerged.
So I wonder, since there is a time constraint here, and we have an on occasion done this before, is if we have a site visit and if you notice it, we can actually take the boat there and then.
So let me make some calls tomorrow, see if I can get to, how quick I can get jam pieces.
And you'd also need to submit an application too.
For this
work, because this is advisory, so we don't.
Oh, this is advisory.
Yeah,
right.
So we don't have an actual application yet.
Okay, so we're not doing a vote tonight. So yeah, we could. If it's advertised, we can take the vote out there. Then, right?
I think, well, actually, no, because it would have to come back to a hearing, and then if we wanted to do it on site, it would have to be remanded to a subcommittee.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. All right. So that would be, yeah, so the advisory then would be the, what we said to do with the plate, paint it the bronze color, and then, yeah, and then if we can get a mock-up as soon as we can, or if we, you know, so that, I guess the next meeting would be a month, or can it all be done within a month?
Well, I can get the jam pieces.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I think if you do that, get the jam pieces, and then we can kind of envision, or you need a piece of foam core or something underneath it, or to sort of emulate the bottom plate, too, so it's, yeah.
Yeah, because I envision this process, this is somewhat unique, it's not instant. Mm-hmm. But one thing, if it helps out everyone, if I can do the pointing work and do the painting.
Oh, yeah.
As long as you submit an application.
Yeah, see, this, because this is advisory, we can't mm-hmm. vote to say approve that.
Mm-hmm. You can't give them approval that you...
Well, can they submit an application that the staff can say maybe the standards and criteria?
Is there evidence of any... water damage from the non-mowing, from the repointing, because you could, if you can provide evidence that there's been damage from the deterioration of the mortar joints,
we
could push it through as a emergency repair, but you just need to submit photographic documentation of that. Mm. I'm sorry?
Then you can give them 3 months.
Yes, as long as I have the photographs to prove it, yeah. You could also send them to me within the next few days.
A close up of
We would need to see the interior photos too that just show the.
Well, you won't be able to see the inside. It's all for about.
Okay.
Sheen is probably 3 to 4 inches of water.
Do you have a color? Do you have a color photograph of that? All right.
So this is just some areas where...
Oh, so there's a lot of holes here. Yeah, if you could send me, you know, a couple images of other places on the facade where this...
That plus the caulking. Show evidence of the caulking so she can approve that.
Yeah, because we certainly don't want those holes to get worse.
Yeah.
All right, so submit photographs of bad stuff.
Yeah, but you'll have to submit the application form as well, even if it's for an emergency repair. So just fill out the form. I can even send it to you via email. Just fill that out, and then on the application, mark that you're coming in for emergency repairs and send me the photos.
Right, and then a regular application.
Right.
For the next month, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then so within the month, if we could have the mock-up, that would be good, so that by the, when you get here next month, it's all a go.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
Sounds
good.
Any
questions?
Oh, there's one more question. The Trick Future President, did you probably research a number of these kinds of systems?
This was one of the easiest to install.
Got it. At least it's sort of interesting.
Yeah. Because I had to think of the gentleman putting them in the storage.
Hmm. Are these heavy? Are these pieces heavy?
Those are for like a bigger system.
Right.
On this particular system, I'm not doing the whole opening. I'm only doing 30 inches. Because right now, I think the highest water above grade is like 8 inches.
Yep.
So I'm buying some more time, just a little bit taller.
All right. And they get installed from the outside, right?
So correct.
Not through the window, yeah.
Just curious, you know, the next one that comes along is
they're all different.
Thank you, guys.
You want that photo?
Yeah.
All right. And then you keep them up as long as you need to, I guess, until the water recedes, or?
Yeah. Then they come down. Because for the most part, when they have a flood, they have to evacuate the building.
Yeah.
that's further.
Oh, so will they have to evacuate still, even with these things?
Yeah.
That's pretty scary.
Yeah, there's two vaults.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because over here, I guess, there's some vault.
Used to be my landlord. It's the least space from them.
Can we just have a motion to adjourn?
Oh, we have an administrative.
Oh, we have an administrative. Oh, okay. Sorry. All right.
Just one.
It's okay. I got to read that in. Yeah. All right. We have an administrative. Where is it here?
It's on the agenda.
Which go right here. Mm-hmm. All right, this is an application that came to the staff and it was approved based on its adherence to the standards and criteria. So the vote after I read it in would be to approve that. This is application number 20.358. This is 374 Congress Street at Stilling Street, Congress Street, and Boston Wharf Road street level elevations, replaced rotted wood trim in kind and repaint to match upper stories. So the vote would be to, or the motion would be to approve that.
So moved.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Okay, and then we need to ratify the public hearing minutes from the September 12th meeting. Do we have a motion to approve those?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Approved or opposed? None. All right. Motion to, is that it? You have anything you want to?
Nope. No staff updates.
Okay. So motion to adjourn. Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. All right.
That's never happened.